It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And it is a big morning because we are very, very, very excited to be joined by the co-creators of a new musical that's going to be playing at the Confederation Center this summer. Maggie is the name of the show. We have Matt Murray and Johnny Reed with us today. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wow. So this is exciting stuff. Got you out of bed nice and early today to come on in and talk about the show. I bet you guys aren't getting a whole lot of sleep over the last couple of days waiting for this show to get underway tonight, right?
You know, it has been a night and day effort to get the show up, and we're really excited to be here, though, on the island. You know, it truly is like the greatest place to be in the summer in Canada.
We've been saying it for years.
Yes. It's true. Yeah. And, you know, we're throwing a lot of changes and trying out new material and getting the show ready so it feels fresh and new for this audience. And we're really excited.
So how did this partnership come to be?
This has been 8 years in the making, you know.
Wow.
My granny passed away many, many years ago, and the day she passed away was the day I started trying to figure out how to bring her back to life, you know. And one day I thought to myself, I wonder if I wrote a few songs about my granny, if I could introduce people to her through music, which I did. But then I realised that maybe I could put her on a stage, you know. Maybe there would be a chance to create some sort of show that would give people a chance to meet her, you know. My granny was young when she was widowed. Three boys. My dad was five, my uncle Larry was four, and my uncle John was still in her belly at the time.
Gotcha.
So she had an extraordinary life, right? You know, an ordinary life, but quite extraordinary. And I thought to myself, okay, how do I do this? You know, I'm going to have to, if I want to write a musical, I'm going to have to surround myself with the best people to try and figure this out. I've never done that before. So Matt and I met one night, had a cup of tea, and explained to him what the vision was, what I was trying to achieve, which was introduce my granny to the world. And he was just, wow, I would really love to, you know, jump in here. And that was, 8 years ago, Matt?
That's right.
Yeah, 8 years ago. So it's been a passion project for me, and just cannot believe we've got it to this point now where people are actually going to get a chance to come out here and get to meet her on stage.
And you're a busy guy too. You're still touring all the time. You're still doing all kinds of shows left, right, and center. So, you know, definitely one of those things that I could see why it would take 8 years to put that together.
Well, and also, you know, you're right. I mean, I've still got a lot of stuff going on, but you know, when you surround yourself with great people, it's amazing what happens. You know, I think that we have Michael Rubinoff, executive producer, who was a big, you know, the producer of Comfy Away.
Yeah,
he's on board. We have Bob Foster, who's in charge of sort of musical direction and composition there on stage. We have a great director in Mary Frances Moore. And then obviously we have the one and only Matt Murray here, you know, who really kind of took it under his wing and has done an incredible job of bringing my granny's story to the stage.
Incredible. We will chat some more. We're going to have you guys here for the next hour or so. We may even get you to help out with the weather. Is that okay? Do you think someone could do a weather?
I'll do my best.
I'm not going to make you like make it up off the top of your head or anything like that. I'll give you a sheet of paper to read, but that's kind of one of the fun things we do with the Interesting Islander.
Do you use the word dreary?
Dreary? Yeah, that's been a good word for June.
That's right, but it's not today's forecast or tomorrow's.
Brilliant. Okay, great.
All right, more with Matt Murray and Johnny Reed coming up.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20 for Ocean 100's Community Connections, brought to you by ADL, the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Groundbreaking journey to discover a healthier tomorrow. BioVectra. Come, stay, grow.
It's mainly sunny today with a high of 25. Tonight, it's clear, becoming partly cloudy overnight and a low of 15. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 27. It's currently 14 in Summerside, 15 in Charlottetown. My day's a whole lot sunnier with Johnny Reed sitting beside me.
There's a late bus this morning, too. Bus number 63, driven by Elric McDonald, serving Westwood Primary, Elliott River Elementary, and East River Intermediate. 30 minutes late today. Behave yourself over
Every
there,
woman
Jill.
Wants me to say that.
Behave
Every
yourself.
Single listener out there.
Rolling Stones and Miss You, Ocean 100, 750. Good morning. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware with Darcy, Jill, and Scott, and Johnny Reed and Matt Murray today as our Interesting right. Islanders. Gentlemen, yes! And I always say that the Interesting Islander segment is great for the on-air aspect, but hanging out for the full hour behind the scenes and what you learn and the stories you hear, fantastic, fantastic. Let's talk about opening night here really quick, because we're chatting about Maggie at the Confederation Center of the Arts. I have the celebration calendar coming up in a second if you're waiting for that. But Matt, why don't you give me kind of a quick rundown of what Maggie is all about? What can people expect in the show?
So Maggie is inspired by a true story. It's Johnny Reed's grandmother's story. Mm-hmm. She was widowed in working class Lanarkshire, Scotland in the 1950s when she was pregnant with her third son. So it's following her life and her journey of survival and perseverance and how she uses community and friends and heart and laughter to get through hard times and raise her boys and you know, do her best to do right by her husband. And it's a really beautiful story. And as I said, it's set in a coal mining town in Scotland. Yeah. But what's so exciting about it is it's such a universal story. You know, when we debuted the show in Hamilton earlier this spring, because this is a co-production with Theatre Aquarius and the Confederation Center for the Arts, which is very exciting. The feedback has just been overwhelming. We've had people from all over the world saying, wow, that's my story. And I think that's what's so incredible about this is the relatability and how universal this show is.
And how has the cast come together over the period of time getting this thing together?
Oh, it's been incredible. The hands that have been on this show, yeah, from cast to crew to creative team. I mean, we have, you know, some of the most extraordinary talent in the country. You know, most notably, I would, you know, our lead, Dharma Bizier, which is so exciting because she's been with the project for years now. We met her when we were workshopping the show at Sheridan College. And she has a world-class voice, and she's just incredible in the lead. So seeing her be able to bring this part to fruition is just incredible. And we have a dynamic creative team. We've got, you know, people from Broadway who have come in, wow, to put this show up, and it's really, really exciting.
Fantastic. And we will have more with Matt and Johnny here as we continue through with our Interesting Islanders. But guys, you're going to experience what the celebration calendar is all about. Birthdays and anniversaries. This is the most important part of Prince Edward Islander's way to wake up. I swear, Johnny, you're looking at me like I'm weird,
well,
but I'm not.
I would have to agree that a birthday is a good reason to wake up.
It is, yeah. There you go. Happy birthday to Colin Bruce. Ninth birthday today from Mom, Dad, Davin, Emery, and Annie. Della Rose McKinnon is two today from Danny Bernadette Summers. Nikayla Robbins, a happy birthday today. Mark McDougall celebrating today, too. Happy birthday, Mark. Mike McCauley in Chepstow is celebrating. That's from your whole family. Cammie Mitchell celebrating a 50th birthday in Mount Stuart. That's from your sister, Mary. Angie Toombs turns 38 on Sunday. That's from Abby, Hudson, and Finn. Angel Squires celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Angel. Natanya Ilesso is celebrating a 15th birthday in Long Creek today. Heather Reynolds, a happy 32nd. Love Mom, Jimmy, Finley, and Rusty. That's in Charlottetown. Happy birthday to Joan McInnes from the Cudmore clan in St. Catharines. Sarah Braho is 35 today in Stratford. Bradford. And Kira Lewis is celebrating a 14th birthday today from your grandfather and grandmother, the Caseys in Summerside. Go ahead, Jill.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'm on the edge of the seat, on my seat. When is it coming over here? Hayden Judge is turning 17. So happy birthday, Hayden. Hayden's in Mermaid. Much love from grandparents and everyone who loves you, Hayden. Chris LeClaire, who's in O'Leary. He works at the O'Leary Credit Union. Happy birthday, Chris, from Mom and Dad. Ellie Martin, she is turning 2 years old. Happy birthday from Nanny and Bup. Colin Bruce and Clyde River is celebrating a birthday. John Daigle in Borden-Carlton. Happy 64th. Love Kim, Alex, Jordan, Brittany, and Luke. Happy birthday to Marlene Duell. Love from all your kids. Ashley, Travis, Jeremy, Joshua, Alyssa, and Cody. And another call-in for Marlene from Emily, Ava, Grace, and Colson. Wow, that's a lot of people wishing you happy birthday, including all of us. Corey Wynn in Cardigan is the big 4-0. We'll end it there. Happy birthday to Corey Quinn, and I got it right. I didn't mess anything up.
No.
Back to you, Darcy.
Jill's excited. So, Johnny and Matt, that's the birthday celebration calendar. And now what we do, right? Exciting stuff, right? You're on the edge of your seat, I could tell. Let's give away a couple of bridge passes now. one's going to Natalie Boyle, and one's going to Isaac Painter. We give them a round of applause. Congratulations, guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everybody celebrating today. We'll have more with Matt Murray and Johnny Reed coming up next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to Ocean 100.
A high of 27. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, 15 in Summerside, 15 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. There is a late bus to tell you about this morning. Not too much longer, we'll be talking about late buses. Bus number 63, Elric McDonald's, that goes to Westwood Primary, Elliott River Elementary, and East River Intermediate will be 30 minutes late today. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia question, Jill.
Let's.
65% of women in a relationship say they don't believe their man when he tells them this. What do you think it is? And we've had a variety of guesses today.
That he came straight home.
So that you think that that's usually a lie if it's a guy telling that? Have you ever said, yeah, you're not overly trusting, eh?
He only had one.
I don't know. I'm just trying. I don't know. I could think of others. I'm just trying to keep it
okay
out of the ditch here.
Some of the other ones, Jill, are that he'll fix something. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll take care of that.
And it's 6 months later and it's still not done. a guy that says, I don't lie. Usually means he's lying quite a bit, usually.
Yes.
I cleaned the house was another one. That's not what I was looking for at all.
What were you looking for?
It was a little more innocent than that, assuming your guy's not.
That's the thing. It seems to go dark. It's not just me, though. I think other people, answering, think that, too. And then it's this simple answer. Tell us what it is.
A lot of people go dark on this. No, it's just lying about when he's sick. Hey, honey, are you sick? No, I'm not sick. I'm going to go to work and be fine. But we're usually lying. Inside, we are so sick, and the man cold is real.
I feel I could talk about this because I feel like a lot of times a man, rather than say, oh, I'm not sick, he's actually like, I'm so sick.
Yeah.
And he's not nearly as sick as I was.
One or the other. They're either faking it and they're really sick, or they're so sick, but not really, but they're making it seem like they're way sicker than they are.
Oh man, they're so complex.
For the attention. Careful, you got three of us around you right now. Careful.
This is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Ocean.
Aerosmith, Come Together. That song has been covered many, many times over the years by many big stars. Michael Jackson did one. Of course, Aerosmith, the Beatles, originally doing it. Great tune, and put four people that love music in the same room, and their heads will be bobbing along to that one. I saw you over there, Johnny. We're joined today by Matt Murray and Johnny Reed. They're the co-creators of Maggie, which opens tonight at the Confederation Center of the Arts. Get your tickets. We're already getting messages on our Facebook page for some people that have gotten the sneak preview of Maggie, and they're saying that it's amazing. amazing.
That's good to hear.
So
yeah, it's been
great
It's been awesome. That's like even the last couple of nights, they had the, you know, previews the last couple of nights, and standing ovations and all this excitement, and it's really a very humbling experience to see people stand up for.
I can't wait to come and see it. And I've been here listening to the story, and obviously I've told you a little bit about my own story. I feel emotional thinking about the show, and I'm going to get there very soon. I know you guys have put so much time and effort and care and love into this, rehearsals, all the stuff that you would have been just up to here for the last 2 weeks. The show opens tonight. Tomorrow morning, what happens, Matt? What are you up to this summer?
Well, you know, it's an exciting time. I've got a lot on the go. I'm going into rehearsals for a new show, but, you know, what's really exciting about this process with Maggie, it's ever-growing, ever-evolving, you know? So tomorrow, I will wake up and, you know, start thinking about the show and what did I learn from this process? You know, it's really exciting working on something that's so alive.
Yes.
And the audience teaches us so much. That you know, I always refer to the audience as they're sort of the silent collaborator in things. We can get the show as far as we can, but it's really until people come out and we go, you know, what is working? What is landing? What might need a little bit of work, you know? And most of all, we just want to make sure people are having a good time. You know, it's an emotional show. I think it really runs the gamut, but there's tons of laughter, you know, really, really fun, upbeat music, as well as gorgeous melodies. And I think, like, we just always want to make sure that, you know, if people are spending their hard-earned money and they're coming out, that we're giving them this incredible experience. So, you know, just making sure we keep doing that and we keep growing the show in a way that's feeding the audience.
And do you take any little break? Do you have any little summer downtime?
I do my best. I find it hard to turn that little switch off, but you know what? I'll go north in Ontario and see some friends, and you know, and then I'm sure Johnny and I will be on the phone a lot, you know, talking about what's next.
Yes, and I have to ask you, Johnny Reed, and I have to say hello. I have a super fan, Linda Johnson. She's a listener in Moncton, New Brunswick.
Liz Johnson from Moncton,
Linda New Brunswick. Johnson from Moncton, New Brunswick.
Well, hello, Liz.
Johnny Reed just said your name.
It's Linda. Amazing. Yes. I want to know what is next for you. What happens?
Well, I leave. I'm here, obviously, tonight for the opening night. I head out of here tomorrow. I go to Europe, and then I come back. Head out to Stampede in Alberta for 10 nights. And then, you know, after that, I'm hoping just to get a wee bit of time.
You probably deserve
it. Been
I
busy,
think.
So yeah. I'm going to take about 5 days put aside just to go down and, you know, hang out with my wife and the kids. And
they'd probably like to see you too.
Yeah,
right?
It'd be great. Yeah. Well, we actually, believe it or not, we had a great time. They were all in Europe with me. We went to London, went down to Paris, and up to Amsterdam. We did all that with all the kids.
Yep.
It was the first time we've done that together in a long time. So I'm coming off a great trip with them. So I had a great chance to spend a good amount of time with them, you know. But, you know, I have to get out there and you know, working on Maggie. We're taking Maggie out to the Savoy there in Cape Breton.
Yes.
So we have to make sure that it's ready for that as well. And starting to work on some new records, producing a few different records on some different people. And it's good, you know, just as I say, you know, we all do different things for a living, you know. I just feel very, very, very blessed to be able to wake up and make music and write songs, and tell stories, you know.
I think, but you're so down to earth and so likable. And you've got all these exciting things going on and Maggie opening and tours and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But we chatted about it's the simple things. It's the time with family. It's the ice cream. It's the connection with those people in your life.
I don't know how you are. You know, I'm in a part of my life right now where it's a reflective part of my life, you know. And I think when you look back on things, you quickly realize what is important in life, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, for a long, long time and for a lot of people, it's chasing, chasing, chasing. But it's when you stop chasing that everything you are chasing kind of catches up with you. You know?
You're going to make me cry, Johnny.
So it really is. It's been that. It's kind of been that thing for me in my life, you know. It's when I started slowing down a wee bit, it's when things really start to happen, you know. So
yes.
I'm just going to I'm just going to relax. I've got a lot of gin tells me I've got a lot of power washing to do when I get back.
You got a honey-do list.
Yeah, nice. And I've got to tell you, I'm feeling a sickness coming on.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to know that you're lying about it now.
I feel a sickness coming on.
We'll have more with Johnny Reed and Matt Murray coming up.
Attention food lovers. Starting this June, Dalve by the Sea invites you to indulge in our new lunch menu. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., enjoy a delicious culinary experience.
By Mill River Resort, PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
It's Friday, it's sunny, and we've got a high of 25. Tonight, it's clear, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low of 15. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 27. It's currently 16 degrees in Summerside and 17 in Charlottetown.
And we'll have more with Matt Murray and Johnny Reed. Maggie opens tonight at the Confederation Center. Your chance to see it through the summer season at the Charlottetown Festival. But more with the guys coming up after REM.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Well, Jill, this has been a fun morning. You've been enjoying this.
I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Well, you're looking at me like you've been enjoying this. I have been enjoying this, but I've been enjoying, like, the story. Like, I feel pretty overwhelmed and connected as well. Like, the story of Maggie will speak to a lot of people, including me.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what you guys were talking about off air. All right. Perfect. So I just want to ask before we let you guys go, because it's a big night. There's a lot going on. And again, get your tickets now for Maggie opening night tonight. What has been your favorite part, Matt, about bringing this show to Prince Edward Island or PEI in general?
Definitely the lobster, for sure. Okay. That's been really fun. I'm not going to lie. I just think, you know, Johnny can attest. I think since early days of development, we've always wanted to get this show out east. You know, mm-hmm. I think, like, my hope and dream is this will play throughout the world and audiences will come out in droves and really, really take ownership and connection of the piece. But there's something about Eastern Canada and the vibration and the heartbeat of this show that I think is just going to resonate on a very different level out here. And I'm just so excited. We've had two previews. The audience reaction has been extraordinary.
Wicked.
And my hope is that we can just touch so many Islanders throughout the summer and that they're just going to have a great time. And I'm really excited to finally be bringing it out east.
And Johnny, you've been here many times before,
yes.
And you've been across Canada, many big towns, small towns, everywhere in between. PEI just seems like a spot that loves Johnny Reed, and I'm sure you feel that.
You know, I appreciate you saying that. I just feel like I've got a lot in common with people out here. You know, I grew up in a kind of wee farming community outside of Scotland. You know, I think there's a lot of hardworking people out here. There's a lot of people that value the same things that I value, you know what I mean? I think that's really what it's about. And, you know, singing songs and telling stories and playing music that sort of resonate the truth, I believe, is kind of what brings us all together, you know? My favourite part, to be honest, on this trip has been here. I've had a great time today, you know?
And us too.
And I was wondering, like, can I get my clothes back when I leave?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. I think that's a perfect note to leave it on. That's Johnny Reed, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Co-creators of Maggie, Johnny Reed and Matt Murray. Thanks, guys. Have a terrific summer.